you've just given us a very precise, concise description of what you do, actually, in the entire book. So I guess I then ask the next question, which would be, what does, then, evolutionary science tell us about art and instinct, or the art instinct, as you call it?
Well, I mean, I think even before that, maybe a question to ask is, why does evolutionary science count as relevant to this at all? And I think there are three things about the arts that point us in the direction of evolution. The first is that the arts give people intense pleasure. Anything that gives people intense pleasure, whether it's, being around their children and playing with their children, eating sweet and fatty food, sex, anything that gives people intense pleasure probably points to some kind of an evolutionary adaptation. It's pleasurable because it was good for survival and procreation in the past. The next thing is universality. The arts are universal. They are not the product of one particular kind of culture. They're not an invention of modern technologies. So far as we know, the arts go back far beyond the caves of Lascaux and Chauvet. 20 or 30,000 years ago. I mean, people must have been doing things for which there's no record, even back into prehistory, making jokes, using ornamented language, singing, or it might have seemed like howling to us, but that came from somewhere. People were actually using fictions for entertainment in the prehistoric caves, in the Pleistocene. And then spontaneity. The arts spontaneously arise in cultures around the world. They spontaneously arise even in children's play, artistic sensibilities, skill sensibilities, entertainment sensibilities. These three things, pleasure, universality, and spontaneity, point towards some kind of an evolutionary explanation that's required for the arts.
If that's such an obvious connection, why has no one done it before you did?
Well, because we've lived in an atmosphere of ideology for the last 50 years where it simply has not been fashionable, intellectually acceptable to raise these questions. Art, particularly among academics since the Second World War, has been seen as socially constructed. With all arts coming out of local cultures, you can't really understand them from the standpoint of foreign cultures, not deeply or seriously. So we can't understand Indian music. We can't understand New Guinea carving. We couldn't understand the great arts of China or Aboriginal art without some kind of explanation, and even then we wouldn't get it in the way that the local culture would get it.
Segment 1.
You've just given us a very precise, concise description of what you do, actually, in the entire book. So I guess I then ask the next question, which would be, what does, then, evolutionary science tell us about art and instinct, or the art instinct, as you call it?
Well, I mean, I think even before that, maybe a question to ask is, why does evolutionary science count as relevant to this at all? And I think there are three things about the arts that point us in the direction of evolution. The first is that the arts give people intense pleasure.
Segment 2.
Anything that gives people intense pleasure, whether it's, being around their children and playing with their children, eating sweet and fatty food, sex, anything that gives people intense pleasure probably points to some kind of an evolutionary adaptation. It's pleasurable because it was good for survival and procreation in the past. The next thing is universality. The arts are universal. They are not the product of one particular kind of culture. They're not an invention of modern technologies. So far as we know, the arts go back far beyond the caves of Lascaux and Chauvet 20 or 30,000 years ago. I mean, people must have been doing things for which there's no record, even back into prehistory.
Segment 3.
Making jokes, using ornamented language, singing, or it might have seemed like howling to us, but that came from somewhere. People were actually using fictions for entertainment in the prehistoric caves, in the Pleistocene. And then spontaneity. The arts spontaneously arise in cultures around the world. They spontaneously arise even in children's play. Artistic sensibilities, skill sensibilities, entertainment sensibilities. These three things, pleasure, universality, and spontaneity, point towards some kind of an evolutionary explanation that's required for the arts.
If that's such an obvious connection, why has no one done it before you did?
Segment 4.
Well, because we've lived in an atmosphere of ideology for the last 50 years where it simply has not been fashionable, intellectually acceptable to raise these questions. Art, particularly among academics since the Second World War, has been seen as socially constructed. With all arts coming out of local cultures, you can't really understand them from the standpoint of foreign cultures, not deeply or seriously. So we can't understand Indian music, we can't understand New Guinea carving, we couldn't understand the great arts of China or Aboriginal art without some kind of explanation, and even then we wouldn't get it in the way that the local culture would get it.